In Iran, the morality police are stepping up their surveillance. The government is putting 7,000 more undercover officers on the streets. They'll be looking out for those who don't follow strictly conservative modes of dress and behavior. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Istanbul has more.
They're called the Gasht Irshad, and they have broad powers to chastise or even arrest people for failing to meet what might be called the modesty test. They occasionally target men, but usually it's a woman with too much hair peeking out from under a headscarf, or if she's more daring, removing the scarf altogether in the car. All kinds of fashion decisions run the risk of attracting the morality police. 27-year-old Parisa, a researcher in urban geography and sociology, reached by Skype, says the Gasht Irshad, mostly males, commonly berate, harass, or arrest women. Parisa asked that her family name not be used for fear of retribution, because she's had run-ins with the morality cops.
Yes, sure I have. I was stopped by Gasht Irshad 2-3 times. I wasn't arrested, but my sister was arrested twice. I had to bring her clothes to put on, but the process took 3 hours.
Quite a bit of that 3 hours was spent in the back of a van, waiting for it to fill up so they could be driven to headquarters where they were questioned and released. Parisa says the issue is seeped into popular culture.
Yeah, that's funny that you're mentioning this. There is a song by 127, that's a band, name. In the song they say, we are getting older and anymore, Gasht Irshad's special programs in summer and winter, they wouldn't like worry us. You get used to it.
The twist this year is that in addition to the uniformed morality police, there are 7,000 undercover Gasht Irshad, spying on people and informing on them. In anticipation, some Iranians are excited by a new app called Girshad. Android phone users can mark on a digital map the spots where they see the morality police, allowing others to avoid them. A physical therapist at a Tehran hospital, whose name is also Parisa, says it's good to see people using technology to fight back. But she thinks it's pretty obvious where the Gasht Irshad will be, at main squares, outside shopping malls, where they usually hang out. She says via Skype it's disappointing that President Hassan Rouhani hasn't been able to fulfill his campaign promises to bring people relief from the morality police, but she's not surprised.
All the people know that the real power is not in the hand of Mr. Rouhani. The main power is another man's hand.
That man is Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the man the morality police answer to. Ali Ansari, professor of Iranian history at St. Andrews University, says in the wake of Rouhani's success in negotiating a nuclear deal with the U.S. and other world powers, reform-minded Iranians are dismayed to see a hardline backlash led by Khamenei himself,
who took real umbrage at some of the comments coming out of President Rouhani and launched a pretty full frontal verbal attack on the president. And this has unleashed, I suppose, a torrent of criticism and essentially a hardline reaction.
There are presidential elections coming next year, and Ansari sees the resurgence of the morality police as part of the hardline campaign to prevent Rouhani's re-election. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.